This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. State lawmakers are returning to the Capitol this morning to begin the work of their annual legislative session. CPR's Andrew Kenny says both parties have identified the same top concerns, public safety and the cost of living, and they'll begin with a rare opportunity.
Lawmakers are probably set to spend a lot of the early session figuring out how to spend federal money, which is always more fun than spending your own money. That's about $3.5 billion or a little bit more coming to the state from different federal packages that could go toward tons of stuff like affordable housing and different projects around the state. Lawmakers will be deciding where that goes.
CPR's Andrew Kenny. The state legislative session runs until May. Workers at King Soopers and City Market grocery stores in the greater Denver area went on strike at 5:30 a.m. this morning. Workers are protesting the latest contract offer from King Soopers, along with alleged unfair labor practices. The two sides have been deadlocked at the bargaining table for several weeks. The action could affect over 60 stores in Denver, Aurora, Boulder, and other cities. Calls to Colorado's system for students to report potential school threats or violence are up. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
In December, the anonymous reporting tip system Safe to Tell received more than 2,400 calls, a 23% increase over the same month last year. Suicide threat calls were the top category, followed by threats about a potential act of violence against an individual or place, and welfare checks. Those are usually reports that express concern about a classmate. There was a significant increase in duplicate tips last month. Officials say that increase was likely due to a TikTok challenge that led to school threats across the nation in mid-December. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
You can come find these stories and more at CPR.org. Stick around.